Took advantage of the decency of weather by doing one of my favorite things I like to do during the Christmas season, as much as I enjoy putting everything up.
Oh, you got it all down, eh?
Including the lights!
All right.
Got up to the second story and got those lights down, because everything was dry and decent, so...
It was.
Yeah, it was fun. Although I noticed my neighbor beat me to it.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was jealous. It's like, whoa. You already got your lights down, huh? Well, I will join you. Took care of that, and how many others? I saw a number of... trees again by the curb this morning for pickup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just as we saw last week, but certainly this week would be a perfect one for a lot of people that like to extend through the new year anyway.
Right.
But, and as usual, it seems putting things away. Now the storage area that I have in my basement, probably the cleanest place in my house now, which is pretty sad. But you know how you put things away, take things out. I was like, you know what? I haven't used this for a couple of years. Time to permanently not use it anymore.
Ah. Discarded a few things.
Yeah, purging.
Yeah, dual use, like okay, so now it's like, oh, this is nice and neat in here and everything.
How much space you have suddenly,
yeah.
Huh?
Then you walk out in other places and you go, ooh, need to do that here in the living room or the family room.
See, for us, it's every time we put stuff away for Christmas, we always have to get a new box. We're like, wow, we just keep accumulating more and more stuff.
Oh, yeah, that can be a danger, too.
And that is.
I like to try and empty out so I don't have to do that. Yeah, I admit to you sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another box. Well, for those who are doing that kind of thing, we hope everything went as well as possible for you.
I didn't have outdoor lights this year, so I just had to take the candles out of the window. Very simple for me.
No.
Yeah, it was great.
It does simplify things. Yeah. Do you usually do anything?
We usually do outdoor lights, but since we were getting siding put on for in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, didn't put any lights up.
More important things going on in the house.
Right.
Didn't want to put any holes in that new siding.
No, not yet.
Really? Don't touch it yet. At least let's have it
don't
for
want to
a
put
year.
Those hooks in there just yet.
No fixations of tape or wiring or anything else. Like that.
So we missed the lights. We did. But at the same time, yesterday, I just thought, you know, that's not bad. Not having to take lights down. All right. For one year.
And I'm sure that you appreciated the new signing, the new.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it. That was our gift to each other, by the way.
Hey.
It was aluminum siding. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
You know, you've reached the ultimate in adulthood and maturity. When that's the gift that you give each other.
Is vinyl siding, yes.
Very practical, though, I have to say. And something that you use.
That's right, yes.
Something that you use. What a quick, funny thing. I was out someplace yesterday. It was a hockey day, and I was just kind of rolling or walking around one of the rinks. I'm not going to out to the particular rink. I'll just say that there's a rink in this particular area that I was amused by. They had a little case of pop, and on the sign on the door it said, pop, $1.50 each, or two for $3.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
What a deal.
Such marketing.
You know, I'm pretty mad at math, but that was my reaction too. I'm like, well, I wonder how many of these sales they made. I don't know if somebody did the sign wrong or maybe they just thought,
let's see.
There was no lie.
Right.
No.
Two for $3.
They're just trying to sell two instead of one.
So can't we at least get a 10-cent discount or something like that or a quarter? You know, it usually doesn't work that way, but it was kind of funny. So there's a particular arena in the area where youth hockey's played that you need to check your signs and see if it's accurate.
Speaking of ice rink.
Yeah.
Yours probably not doing too well right now.
No, still digging leaves and twigs out and preparing to fill again to get the water up to the level it needs to be in anticipation of the next freeze, but it won't be this week.
No, I'm noticing near 50 on Friday.
Yeah, and some more rain too.
And so more rain, yeah.
And I've talked to several people I know that I associate with that have, and they've got the same thing going on. So,
yeah, this is unbelievable.
We'll eventually hopefully get there. I mean, if we'd have our normal highs and lows, we might be skating, but.
Yeah, it looks like you may have to wait at least over a week.
Yeah.
Maybe a chance.
That's okay.
How many days does it take for it to freeze?
Yeah, if we can get a hard freeze.
Yeah.
It'll take a couple of days.
Okay.
If you can get me down to, if you give me a zero below, we're great. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look like it's
give me
happening.
A few 15-degree below 0 days and we'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, soon you'll be making a batting cage anyway.
Exactly right. Some days I wish we could do that instead.
That's right.